Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, extension entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University. And this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Wednesday, April the 15th. Well, we've started planting cotton in Alabama across the state. I've heard from both North and South Alabama that cotton would be going in the ground this week. Overall, I think it's safe to say we're pretty severely limited by soil moisture currently, but we've started planting nonetheless. And so, according to Alabama's weatherman, James Spann, we're not expected to get much of a rain across the state until about April the 25th or 26th. But I guess if I felt good about soil moisture and thought I could get a stand and get the cotton up, you may go ahead and start planting, especially if you consider the disaster that a lot of May was, as wet as it was, and we just couldn't get it in the ground. You know, it's always a gamble. Picking planting dates, especially on the fringe, either really early or really late. But I think trying to go ahead and get some cotton planted would be a good plan. Anyway, we'll move into the current insect situation. Thankfully, things have been pretty quiet so far. Short update, we have not found any cotton jacids in Alabama in 2026, neither on sticky car traps or on our February to March planted cotton down in Headland. So we have not found any activity from jacids yet. Does that mean something? Maybe, maybe not. It's certainly not a bad thing, I don't think, but we don't really know if that means anything or not at this point. What we have heard about from a few different folks so far already is reports of grasshoppers in fields that are about to be planted. I suspect that this dry weather that we've experienced will be favorable for grasshoppers this spring. And so if we've got fields that historically have had issues with grasshoppers, I think it's safe to assume they're probably going to have them this year as well. Now, what we should be experiencing right now are immatures, which do not have wings. They don't jump or fly as far. And Dimlin is a good option for residual control there with that. We don't expect any adults, which are a little bit bigger and do have wings and fields. And so we're currently, I don't know that I would go with any additional knockdown insecticides right now. Just the Dimlin for residual control of those immatures. And as we get into May later in the season, we start seeing more adults, then we may consider talking about knockdown insecticides. One pest that we know for sure is being impacted by this dry weather is going to be thrips. So I've run the thrips model from the far corner of northwest Alabama to northeast, southeast to southwest, and in between. And it's for the first time, and this is my seventh crop, I believe, here in Alabama. It's the exact same no matter where I am, because we're pretty much all experiencing the same drought. And what it's showing is that there's about 3 weeks in there between around April 20th and about May the 12th that is going to really be under the highest pressure of thrips this year. Now, do keep in mind that this model is a prediction based on weather, so things can change. A local area may pick up an unexpected shower or something, and it could change things. So running the model before, during, and a few days after planting will give you the most up-to-date information. But as dry as it is right now, there's very little things in ditch banks and other places for thrips to be, and so they're going to be moving in the cotton fields as soon as the cotton emerges and comes up. Now, my guess is this year seed treatments probably not going to be able to get us through. I think thrips are probably going to overwhelm our seed treatments. If you're set up for in-furrow applications, that's great, but if not, you're going to have to think about some other things to be prepared for. One that's pretty easy to do is planting varieties that have thrive on. Which is the obviously the thrips and plant bug trait that provides very, very good control of thrips. To date, we have not observed any thrips injury or thrips damage in cotton, in thrive-on cotton, that justifies a foliar application or any additional insecticide to what comes on the seed, whether that's added seed treatments or in-furrow applications. You know, other options would be foliar applications, right? Foliar sprays. And so we've got some options there in the control guide you can go look at. I've got options in the blog of things to consider. You know, some Some things like acephate are good, cheap and good, but they're pretty susceptible to wash off, right? Hemi is a new product that we got 2EE labeled for that provides suppression of thrips and can be a good option, low risk to flare mites. So go to the blog and see more information there, Alabama Insects blog for that. Just keep in mind that in general, generally speaking, our goal with thrips management is to get the cotton to about the fifth or sixth true leaf stage without unacceptable injury. Most years, the majority of the acres really don't need foliar applications in addition to whatever plant insecticides that they had to reach this goal. Some fields do. Every year we have fields that need to and are treated with foliar insecticides for thrips. Very rarely do fields in Alabama require more than one foliar spray for thrips. It's not common for us. I suspect, however, this year could be one of those rare years. If you look at that model and the pressure that it's predicting, you know, one application may or may not do it. A lot of this is just going to depend on weather factors and how quickly the cotton can get from the cotyledon stage through to the fifth or sixth true leaf stage. And the nighttime temperatures are part of that, soil moisture, that those types of things are part of it, and we're just trying to get to that as quick as we can. I've been saying this a lot, or the same principle a lot with Jacids, but you know, as far as the thrip situation for this earlier planted cotton, we'll know a lot more on June 1st about what happened than we do now. But for the time being, I would just be prepared to think about the potential of multiple applications for thrips, if particularly in non-thrive-on cotton or cotton that did not have AgLogic go out at planting. So with that, we'll hop off. We're getting a little bit long here for our first update of the year. But as always, if any of us can be of any help, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know. Or if you want to provide some input on the situation in your area, please reach out to your local extension agent or me or Ron and fill us in. So with that, hope everybody has a good week, and we'll update as the Alabama cotton insect situation changes.